As Christmas approaches, many American stores put up elaborate holiday displays. They often feature life-size images of the season's most popular icon, Santa Claus, also known as Father Christmas. Sometimes there are also toy-making elves from his fabled North Pole workshop. And of course, the flying reindeer that pull Santa's sleigh through the night sky to deliver all those toys. Usually the scene is peopled by inflatable characters or even animated statues that wave their hands or bob their heads. Sometimes someone dresses as Santa to greet the children, and more rarely the host may rent actual live reindeer. A handful of entrepreneurial ranchers cater to people who want to spice up their holiday events with live animals. Holiday shopping is in full swing here at Swanson's Nursery in Seattle, where you can buy a Christmas tree, pick up a festive wreath for the front door, and see what it's like to drive Santa's sleigh. Yes, that is a live reindeer, sharp antlers and all, next to the sleigh. Customers line up to have souvenir Christmas photos taken in the driver's seat. A woman dressed as an elf keeps a tight grip on the reindeer's collar. The costumed handler is Sonia Benhart. She and her husband, Ed, own Reindeer Express. They rent out and deliver live reindeer for holiday promotions and pageants.
You know, a business wants to draw people in, and there's nothing better during the holidays to draw people in than live reindeer.
Do you rent to Santa?
No, we have not rented to Santa.
Okay.
Santa's got his own stuff.
Okay.
Their business started with two domesticated reindeer in 1998. Now there's a herd of about 40 on their ranch near the small eastern Washington town of Reardon. The National Reindeer Owners and Breeders Association estimates at least 50 other rental operations thrive in the USA. When they're not renting reindeer, the Benharts focus on raising and selling exotic birds and waterfowl and wallabies. In America, most public holiday scenes revolve around Santa. Churches can and do put up more religious Christmas displays. These usually include so-called nativity scenes, featuring statues of the baby Jesus, his mother Mary, husband Joseph, and the three kings who came bearing gifts for the child, as well as animals like lambs, donkeys, and camels. The Benharts are one of just a handful of ranchers to diversify into camels.
We were approached to do a couple of nativities, you know, and then we started getting some, you know, interest in leasing them out the same way we do with the reindeer.
Benhart says the big shaggy beasts do fine here in the chilly Pacific Northwest.
I knew they would winter well. They winter very well.
He says his five camels are fully booked for the holiday season.
I think way outside the box. And so a lot of stuff I do, people will look at me and say, you're crazy. And a couple years later, they'll go, wow, you're really smart. You know, so.
It does sound smart when you hear how much it costs to get a live camel for your nativity scene. $500 per day plus mileage. A pair of reindeer with a handler rent for $200 per hour with a three-hour minimum. Churches, garden centers, and nurseries are leading customers. Other marketing targets include shopping malls and community tree lighting ceremonies. In Seattle, Swanson's Nursery leased one camel and some reindeer for 6 weeks. Retail manager Leslie Bruckner insists the price is, in her words, so worth it.
We have people that come and visit consistently week after week because they love the animals so much.
Kids and doting parents press around the reindeer enclosure, debating which one is Blitzen and which is Dasher. Those are two of the animals named in the poem The Night Before Christmas. Sonia Benhart says the most common question she gets is why the reindeer don't simply fly away.
And they can only fly on Christmas Eve because Santa gives them special magic dust to make them fly.
Benhart says she purposely didn't name any of hers Rudolph, the reindeer with a glowing red nose in another poem. That's so she wouldn't have to explain why his nose doesn't shine so bright. Oregon's Timberview Farm does rent a Rudolph, but with the caveat that his nose only glows red on Christmas Eve. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.
Okay, ready? Let's take a picture.
Dr. Red, no, baby.